Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you and your donations, this site and this podcast wouldn't be possible. For more information, and if you want to donate, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, October 4th, 1955, and the title is Passport to Death. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Passport to Death. When gold was discovered in the vicinity of the town of Toya, the news spread like fire throughout the Southwest. Miners, prospectors, cattlemen, and thieves were all drawn by the tales of the wealth to be found in the hills. This caused the town to grow, and with its growth came a great evil in the person of Boyd Moser. It soon became apparent that Toya was to be Boyd's own town. He owned the hotel, the bank, the gambling hall, and the stage line. He was rich and he was powerful, for no one dared to oppose him. As our story opens, Boyd interrupts his solitary game of horseshoes to watch a rider spur his lathered horse on the last leg of its journey.
Oh, there. Oh, boy. Whoa, whoa. Howdy, Boyd.
Howdy, Zach. Climb down, cool your saddle.
You're pitching horseshoes alone again. Still think you can beat me, Boyd?
Well, I aim to keep trying it till I do.
I'm going to give you another chance as soon as I collect the set of horseshoes.
Sure gave that horse of yours a hard ride coming out here.
The message said it was urgent.
When anyone in town steps out of line, it's urgent to me.
Who's out of line, Boyd?
Salty Keelan.
That misplaced sea cook who owns the cafe back in town?
Yeah, he's making a talk that I don't like. Well, I'll pitch the first to show you what you got to beat. There it is. Now the other one.
Good throws, Boyd. You're close. What's Sully been saying?
That he's sick of one man running the town.
Meaning you.
Meaning me. Seems he's getting the town folk riled.
So Sully's stirring up trouble, huh?
Think you can handle it, Zach?
Sure. You called me because you knew I could. When I'm finished with Sully, he won't give you no more trouble. Now watch this pitch.
Made a ringer, Zach. I hope you're as good with your six-gun when you use it on Salty.
I don't miss what I aim at, whether I'm using a horseshoe or a six-gun. You leave Salty Keeling to me.
$15,000 on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho.
Yo-ho-ho. Funny with a cracker. Past you, swap. Man, the mizzen shroud.
Hey, if you ain't the dad burnedest parrot a bucko was ever cursed with, get out of that cracker barrel and fetch old Salty that spoon.
Cracker barrel. Cracker, cracker, cracker.
And I gave up the sea. I should have left you board ship. Nothing but a botch of trouble anyhow. Hey, thank you, mate, for the spoon.
Botch of trouble. I love you. I love you.
Just like a woman, Clara. Always get around old Salty with that sweet talk.
Sweet talk. Sweet talk. I'm off the
fiddler's green. Oh, stow the gab. Trim your mainsails. Yonder comes one of Boyd Moser's land sharks. From the look of him, he needs a belaying pin flattened on his skull.
Howdy, Salty.
Avast, you land shark. Stow your gab. Stow your gab. Jaws on.
Parrot of yours don't like me much, Salty.
Well, Zach, Clara is a right good judge of character. She don't like you. Here's a reason.
Now, the reason I'm here is that Boyd Moser don't like you. He don't like the trouble you're stirring up.
You tell him to stop pushing the landlubbers in this town around. That'll put an end to the trouble.
You got lots of answers, ain't you, Salty?
Aye, me bucko, that I have. I learned a long time ago to stick to my guns when I'm sailing a true course.
What do you got cooking on the stove, Salty?
Slumgullion, sailor's delight.
Believe I'll have a bowl of it. That parrot of yours sold me.
I ain't over anxious for your business, Zach.
Maybe this gun will help you change your mind.
All right, I'll get it for you. When you're finished with it, you can get out of here.
I'll do that, too, after I pay you.
I don't want none of your money.
I don't intend to pay you silver, Salty. You're going to get paid with lead. Lead bullets.
Lead bullets. Lead bullets.
Aren't you glad at last we come to the town of Toya, Cisco?
I imagine you will be glad to see Senor Salty, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho always glad to see Senor Salty. He's the best cook what Pancho know. That Slumgullion.
See, he's a good cook, Pancho. And this time, do not try to teach anything to Senor Salty's parrot.
Well, the parrot's smart, and that Clara can think.
Well, you can ask Senor Salty whether she can or not. Here's his cafe now.
Oh,
devil.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh.
Town certainly has grown since the last time we were here, Pancho.
Cisco, they got a new bank, a new gambling hall, and a new general store. Only Senor Salty's place the same. He finally can hardly wait to taste that good food. And maybe there'll be apple dumplings and a gooseberry pie, Cisco.
Oh, perhaps.
Mother me, Cisco. Look through the cafe window. That hombre going to shoot Senor Salty.
Santos, you all right? Come, Pancho, hurry.
That hombre shoot Senor Salty. Run away, Cisco. And Pancho go after him.
No, Pancho. First, we must try to help Senor Salty.
Painted lead bullets.
That Clara. Quieto, Clara.
Senor Salty is still alive, Pancho. The bullet from my gun must have spoiled that coyote's aim before it knocked the gun from his hand.
Better for Pancho to get a doctor, no, Cisco?
Si, si, go.
Get the doctor. Man overboard. Man overboard.
Big crowd of people's coming, Cisco. Pancho asked him where the doctor lives.
What's going on in here? We heard the gunshots. My suffering calluses. It's Salty.
Salty, no sheriff, Cisco. We not know him.
What's that whispering? Put up your hands in front of me.
Momento, Senor Sheriff.
Get them hands up. I'll take your gun.
But Senor Salty is wounded. He needs a doctor.
Shut up, you blasted parrot. Doc Bowman's on his way over here. He heard the shot, same as we did. Why'd you try to kill Salty?
Madre mia, Senor Sheriff, you think Cisco and Pancho shoot their amigo, Senor Salty?
The Cisco kid, eh? And his partner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of you two.
Pancho and I saw an hombre starting to shoot Senor Salty. I tried to shoot the gun from the hombre's hand before he could fire it.
Shoot the gun from his hand? What are you trying to hand me?
See, that the truth, Senor Sheriff. Cisco always shoots the gun from the bad hombre's hand.
All I know is that Salty Keeling is laying there with a bullet hole in him. And your gun barrel smells from burned powder.
Burned powder.
What I am trying to tell you,
you
is
ain't
that...
telling me nothing. I'm telling you, your partner. And you start moving toward the jail and pronto. And if either of you try to make a break, I'll put a bullet in your back.
I'm a mite surprised, Zach. I figured you could do the job right and proper.
It would have been done right and proper, Boyd, if that blasted Cisco kid and his partner hadn't showed up.
Well, I reckon I'll have to take care of Cisco myself.
How are you going
to
get him out of jail?
I'll figure out a way.
I always did wonder about it, Boyd. Is the sheriff in your pay like the rest of us?
Well, if you mean does he work for me, the answer is no. Sheriff Nolan is a careful hombre. He knows the way to swing around this town. Besides, every venture I've got into has been legitimate.
Yeah, I know. You got yourself covered.
Cisco sees you, Zach. You'll be able to identify you as the hombre you tried to shoot Salty.
If Salty lives, he'll be able to identify me himself.
Well, we've each got a job cut out for us, Zach.
I'll get Salty this time. He's over at Doc Bowman's place. I heard he ain't come to yet.
That's right, he ain't. I'm expecting you to succeed this time, Zach. No slip-ups.
There won't be. You're going to let Cisco stay in jail till I get rid of Salty, ain't you?
I'm going to do better than that.
What do you mean?
We'll kill them both off about the same time.
You mean while I'm after Salty, you'll gun down Cisco yourself?
If the sheriff is out of the way while Cisco and Pancho escape, it's my duty as a good citizen to prevent that escape, even if I have to kill a maid.
Sure, but how are they going to escape?
With this key.
Is that a key to the jail cell?
Yeah, had it made some time ago, before Sheriff Nolan ever took office. I've been waiting for the right time to come to use it.
This sure is the right time.
Right time for us, wrong time for Cisco and his partner. This key is their passport to Boot Hill.
That parrot of Salty's keeps repeating those words, Pancho. I wonder what they mean.
Pancho, not know, Cisco. Pancho, where the sheriff bring the parrot to the jail? We not can help our friend Senor Salty while we here in the jail.
Help! Help, Salty! Help! 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 Help,
even the parrot wants us to help Senor Salty, Pancho.
That sheriff not listen to no explanation.
That is what makes me believe he may be on the wrong side of the law, even though he does wear a badge.
Not you talk so much, little parrot. Cisco and Pancho got to figure out the way to get out of the jail.
What's all the noise going on back here?
What it look like, Senor Sheriff? The parrot Clara wants you to let Cisco and Pancho out of jail so they can help Senor Salty.
You still singing that song? You two better pray Salty don't die, because if he does, I aim to see you two hang for his murder.
You know we did not try to kill Senor Salty.
When Salty's able to tell me that, I'll believe him. I'm going over to Doc Bowman's to find out how he is now. It's a cinch you can't reach this key on the desk from behind the bars of that cell.
Then why did the sheriff tease us and leave it there?
Well, maybe he can learn to fly over and get it.
That's a smart sheriff. What do you mean, fly over and get it?
It is obvious the sheriff left the key there for a definite purpose, Pancho.
Even why he say for us to fly?
All hands on deck. Land ho!
There is your answer, Pancho. That parrot is flying over to where the key is on the desk.
See, Cisco. Clara. Clara, bring the key to Uncle Pancho. Bring the key.
Cracker! Oh, what a cracker!
Try again, Pancho.
Come now, little Clara. Uncle Pancho gives you lots of crackers if you bring Uncle Pancho the key. Bring the key, bring the key.
Bring the key.
Bring the key, bring.
I think she's going to do it, Pancho.
No, Clara, not the pencil. The key, bring the key.
Bring the key. Bring the key.
That is. Now come back to Uncle Pancho. Come, Clara. Clara, come and see Uncle Pancho's shoulder. Give Pancho the key. Come, get the key.
Bueno, I think I have a plan to catch that sheriff in his own trap. This key is our passport to freedom, if we are careful. Otherwise, it may be our passport to death.
And it may well be that Cisco's words are truer than he suspects. For if Boyd Moser has his way, that key will be a passport to death for Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Passport to Death. Salty Keeling, owner of a small restaurant in the town of Toya, incurs the enmity of the town boss, Boyd Moser. Moser sends his gunman, Zach Bremer, to kill Salty. However, Cisco and Pancho arrive just in time to prevent the murder, but not soon enough to stop Salty from being wounded. The sheriff accuses our friends of the shooting and jails them. As Salty is unconscious from the wound, he cannot help Cisco and Pancho. But in spite of this, our friends do make good their escape. What they do not know is that Boyd Moser and Zach Bremer plan to kill them and their friend Salty.
As soon as we get our guns, we'll get out of this jail, Pancho.
But where we look for the guns, Cisco?
Man the guns. Run up the skull and crossbow. Man the guns.
Maybe Clara see where the sheriff put the guns. Where the guns, Clara?
Only what a cracker.
guns are not in his desk. I do not think we will get any help from that parrot.
Pancho and Claire only repeat what she hears, not what she sees.
We'll have to go without our guns. Come, Pancho.
We go see a Senor Salty come too, no, Chisco?
Say, un momento, Pancho.
What's the matter, huh?
There's an hombre waiting outside the jail.
Wait.
He thinks he is in the shadows, but I saw a reflection of light from the barrel of his gun.
The shadow, Chisco?
I do not think so, Pancho. I do not know that hombre, but I know he is waiting there to take a shot at us.
We'll not go out there, Chisco.
Unless I am very much mistaken, that coyote has something to do with the shooting of Senor Salty.
But how we find out about him, Chisco?
Move away from the window. Take my sombrero, Pancho.
Yeah.
And fix the blankets on one of the bunks back in the cell to look as if I am asleep.
Yeah, Pancho know how to do this, Chisco. But why?
If that hombre has come here to kill me, I will give him a target. The blankets.
Chisco, hide behind the door and wait for that coyote to come in?
No, Pancho.
No?
I will go out the back door of the jail, work my way around the building, get in back of that hombre and surprise him.
Surprise! Surprise!
You give away the whole plan. It'd not be a surprise.
No, Pancho.
No?
Let the parrot keep talking. If that maverick out there hears you talking to the parrot, he will not be listening for me.
Cisco, right. Pancho like Cisco to go out there is too dangerous.
I must question that pack rat. The only way I can do it is to capture him. Hasta luego, amigo.
Throw the key into the cell yet?
No, not yet. That's what I'm about to do.
It's a good thing I followed that sheriff. He's over at Doc Bowman's place.
Is that why you didn't gun down Salty?
How could I with the sheriff there?
Well, maybe it's just as well, Nick. Because when I gun down Cisco and Pancho in jail there, it'll bring the sheriff over.
Yeah, Boyd. And that's when I'll slip back and get Salty.
Now, you wait here. Make sure I get those two before you go back.
Pancho,
Pancho, learn you a lesson
you
took. Pancho,
learn you not to talk to Jail. When
Pancho
finishes with you, you're not talking to Jail. You talk
as good like
Uncle Pancho.
All right, hombre.
Here.
How'd you get out of jail?
Never mind.
Who are you? Why are you sneaking up on the jail?
I'll show you who I am.
I will take that gun, hombre.
Ow, my arm! Zack, get Cisco!
Out of the way, boys. Let me get a shot at him.
You will shoot no one, hombre.
Kill him, Zack. I'll pay you well.
Cisco will get paid. Paid in lead. Lead bullets.
Look out, Zack. Don't shoot me.
This gun barrel on Cisco's skull.
Oh!
Now I'll finish the job, Boyd.
No, Zack. Not now. A gunshot attracted the sheriff, some of the townspeople. Now get out of here.
I'll meet you back at your ranch, Boyd.
Hey, Cisco! Cisco, you all right?
What's going on here? Who fired that gun?
Cisco! If you shoot Cisco, your maverick Pancho killed you.
That's how. You ain't gonna kill no one. What happened here, Boyd?
I had to knock the zombie out, Sheriff. He came out of the jail like a wildcat and started fighting with me.
You lied, you pack rat. You never could knock Cisco out.
How your prisoners happened to break jail, Sheriff? These are the two that are wanted for the shooting of Salty Keeling, ain't they?
You all right, Cisco? Huh? You all right?
Oh, si, Pancho. Another hombre. Paid in lead. Where is he?
What other hombre, Cisco?
The one who hit me over the head with the gun barrel.
Boyd Moser claims he done it, Cisco.
I did. If he denies it, he's lying.
And you, Sheriff, you must believe
you
me.
You two are going back into jail. Come on now.
Cisco never lie. There got to be another hombre.
Boyd Moser's the biggest man in town. He wouldn't lie. All right, folks, go on home. I'll take care of everything.
Well, you want me to hang around, Sheriff?
No, I'll let you know if I need you, Boyd. All right, you two, get into jail.
By the way, Sheriff, how's Salty?
He's still out. Hasn't come to yet, boy.
That's too bad. If Salty dies, there's liable to be a lynching party for your two prisoners.
Well, good night, Sheriff. See you in the morning.
Well, I reckon the fishing I done with you two didn't do me much good.
What do you mean, Sheriff Nolan?
I see you got hold of the key I left. I figured you would. I also figured you'd draw out the hombre who shot Salty.
Oh, then you know Cisco and Pancho not shoot Senor Salty.
Well, sure, I knew it all the time.
Oh.
I might as well tell you the whole story, Cisco.
I am very interested, Senor Sheriff.
I've been after that highbinder Boyd Moser for a long time. I figured he was behind the shooting of Salty Keeling.
And you used Pancho and me as bait, hoping that he would show his hand.
Santo, that make Pancho feel like the fishes.
That's about it. Now, who's this other hombre you mentioned, the one that was with Boyd?
He must have been the coyote that shot Salty Keeling. He used the identical words, paid in lead, lead bullets, that Salty's parrot has been repeating.
Then he gotta be the hombre what shoots Senor Salty.
I didn't happen to hear him call by name.
Yes, but I cannot remember it.
Let me see now. Slim?
Mm.
Tex?
No.
Orville? That was Zack.
Zack, see. That is the name.
Zach Bremer. He's one of Boyd's gunmen.
And Pancho, I can find Clara. Maybe she fly to look for Senor Salty.
Did you leave Senor Salty unguarded, Sheriff Nolan?
Well, no harm can come to him at Doc Bowman's.
But those coyotes know Salty can identify the hombre who shot him.
Maybe they try to kill Salty now.
You're right. We'd better get over there. I'll get your guns. I have them locked in the gun cabinet.
Hurry, Senor Sheriff. There's no time to lose. Salty Keeling will be dead unless we beat those killers.
Good thing I waited outside of town for you, Boyd.
Yeah. Glad you didn't go all the way back to the ranch. Hoo-hoo-da!
Oh, there, boy. One out. Whoa!
Well, keep your horse at a walk while we're riding into town.
Sure, Boyd. I don't want to attract attention no more than you do.
The sheriff said that Salty's still out. If he does come to, he'll verify what Siska's been saying. And I stand to lose everything I've built in this town.
I won't fail, Boyd. Before Salty's able to talk, he'll be dead.
You better leave the horses here. Who there?
Oh, not boy. Whoa.
I think Sisko suspects too much. He knows I was lying about you.
Well, the only way to make sure to keep what you got is to kill them all. Sisko, Pancho, and the sheriff.
And this is a good night to do it. You won't be expecting anything after the excitement that's already happened.
Yeah. I reckon Salty ought to be sleeping in Doc's spare bedroom.
Yeah. Here it is.
Drop your guns! We've been expecting you to.
It's the sheriff, Zach.
He's going to be a dead sheriff.
Sisko! He shaved hit!
It's a showdown, Zach. Blaze away at him!
Now, you coyotes, you will get the showdown you want so badly.
Oh, hold my hand!
You, Mosher, make your play.
Why, you yellow-lipped...
Well, Sisko should have gone from that maverick's hand, too. They're running away, Sisko.
You go after that Boyd coyote, Pancho.
I took it in, Sisko.
I am coming into that barn after you, Zach. And I'm going to take you alive.
So, you put up your gun, Sisko, and you're going to take me alive.
Si, hombre. Put down that horseshoe. It will do you no good.
That's what you think. I can make a ringer every time I aim. And I'm aiming at your head.
And my aim with a six gun is good enough to keep that shoe from hitting me. And now I will show you how well I can aim with my fist.
I aim bad with fists myself, as you can see.
No, hombre. You will see and remember me for the sheriff, for Senor Salty, and for the Cisco kid.
That is only part payment. The rest will come for you and that maverick Moser from the law. Be sure you will both be paid in full.
Blast you clear. Since I've been sick and Poncho's taking care of you, you talk like him.
And you get better now, say you're sorry. And you learn Clara again soon.
Neither Salty nor me would be getting better if it weren't for you, Sisko. And for you, Pancho.
The important thing is that you were not badly wounded, Senor Sheriff. And that our friend Salty is recovering.
Recover. Raise the flag.
There now, Senor Salty. Clara talk like a sailor again.
I'm never gonna learn, you coyote.
Shiver me timbers. She sounds like you, she does, Pancho.
And Pancho fix you, Clara. And Pancho say, hoist anchor, mate. We shove off. Now, Clara.
Cracker. Polly, what a cracker. Madre mio.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That town of Toya, better town now, those two coyotes in the jail.
That hombre Moser and his gunman Zach had the wrong idea when they thought they could own a town and the people in it.
Si, and they find out from Cisco that they not can do this.
No, Chico. Not from us.
Uh-huh.
They found out from the people in the town. No one hombre or group of hombres can ever set themselves up to rule over another.
Si, and that's good.
That is what the people of these United States believe. And that is what they will fight for.
That's the right thing to fight for, Cisco. And Pancho is Tio Rico, know this. He always fights to save time.
Your Uncle Rico fights to save time?
Si, Tio Rico crosses hens with parrots to save time.
Crossed hens with parrots to save time?
Si.
Well, why did he do that?
Because Tio Rico used to waste lots of time hunting for eggs.
See? And now?
Now, the hen goes up to Tio Rico and say, I just laid egg. Go get it.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's coming!
Up there!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Poncho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.